Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking saving money while traveling.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Hey there, welcome to another edition of Travel Tuesday. How are you doing on this Tuesday?
I'm doing pretty swell for this Tuesday. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving week, so I'm getting my belly ready.
Right, and we're also kind of planning out our 2018 travel plans.
Yeah, you know, they always seem to change a little bit, yeah. But January, February, March seem to be looking up, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, well, did you know that 57% of Americans are actually planning a vacation sometime within the next 6 months? Or even into 2018, but they're also worried about high gas prices, high fuel prices, high, you know, airline ticket prices. So, you know, hopefully this episode, we can find some ways to crack that.
Yeah, and I think those are like really real concerns because, you know, you want to go all these places, especially, you know, I think driving trips right now are at a high, all-time high. Mm-hmm. You know, people want to go and explore. But, you know, when, I mean, out here in California, we're looking at like $3 a gallon. It's probably going to make a lot of you that are listening to this podcast in other areas of the country realize that how expensive it is out here. But, I mean, it really does add up, you know. And so I think any ways that you can find where you can save money while traveling, especially around the holidays, is a good thing.
Yeah.
So hotel rates have also ticked up about 7% since the summer of 2012, according to kayak.com. So those are some real, you know, significant increases when we're talking about hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. And I think like there's a lot of several cities that I've noticed in the last like several years that it's like, oh, wow. And all of a sudden it's these prices are really high. I mean, obviously New York and Los Angeles and, you know, Miami or wherever, something like that, they maybe have higher prices, but places like Nashville and other places have really ticked up in the last several years.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the gas prices, again, are one of the reasons why pedestrian-friendly cities like Savannah and Portland, you know, all of those really walkable places have become...
And bikeable.
Yeah, have become popular with people because, you know, you can just make your money go farther when you're traveling. And I think it's just... It's almost more fun when you're traveling to be able to walk around or bike around and see a lot of the city and not have to get in a car.
Yeah, I mean, Portland's a city we've had on the podcast, and it's a really great walkable and bikeable city. So a lot of people really go there because of that. They also have really funky hotel rooms, and that usually are not as, you know, they're a lot less than so many other major markets.
Yeah, and then I think, you know, other things when you're trying to save money traveling, it's really about all of those free attractions, right? So we've got like the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Park in Atlanta that you can explore, Baltimore's Museum of Art, which has the largest Matisse collection in the world. And I know there are even cities where they have certain days of the month where you can get, you know, in free to all the museums.
Los Angeles has that too, New York and all those, yeah.
Yeah, and attractions. So, you know, you could, if you plan ahead and you schedule to be there around that day, you know, you can really just go like gung-ho and take advantage of that day and see everything that you want to see.
Yeah. Well, and one other city that has the most free attractions is Washington, D.C., but
it's ranked as one of the least affordable cities overall. So, you know, you got high hotel prices, high restaurant prices. So your dollar may not, I mean, you need the free attractions because your dollar just may not stretch as far. But I mean, it's still a great place. And again, I think as long as you can find some balance, you know, because I think a lot of people want to travel, whether you have the cash or not, you want to travel on a budget, but you also save some cash to do, you know, maybe you stay somewhere a little bit nicer and balance it out with the free activities.
Go to a restaurant you always wanted to go to.
Yeah, something like that. So I think it's more about like the balance than, you know, just spending a ton of money everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there are places like, you know, Providence, Rhode Island. It's fun and affordable. I would never think of Providence, Rhode Island, but I mean, I think it's a great place. It's on a lot of top lists now.
I've never been to anywhere in Rhode Island. I've only been kind of through there. But I've always heard really great things about lots of places in Rhode Island, and especially Providence. But what we found too is that drink prices are a lot cheaper there.
Yeah, they can run like $3.50 per drink, which is crazy because out here it's like $12 a drink. So,
or more.
Yeah, so the smaller bar tab, you know, is great, especially if you're used to that higher price cocktail. I mean, I guess that means you can just drink more for your budget.
Yeah, but that's something to think about. Like, you want to go on vacation, you want to relax and, you know, have some fun. And so say if you're on the East Coast and you take a little trip, instead of going to New York City to spend maybe $15 to $20 on a cocktail, you're spending $3.50, you know, you can kind of buy the round of drinks for the whole place maybe.
Yeah. And I think that's really like the thought again behind, you know, these most affordable cities that we're talking to. And, you know, we have a top 20 list from Travel and Leisure of the top places that are also affordable to travel to. And I love this list because it's not just like where you should go and see, it's like how you can actually make the dollar stretch in these places. All right.
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle. full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. That's monarchmoney.com/etm for your extended 30-day free trial. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Okay, so one of the cool things about this list, now this is a top 20 list, but we're just going to cover a few here, including the top five here. But we've featured a lot of these cities, several of these cities, on the podcast. And then we also have some on this list that we're going to feature in future podcasts. So, you know, so we've had these, they're cool cities, we find out they're also affordable cities.
Yeah, and I think that, again, I mean, that's the name of the game, especially when you're trying to save money traveling.
Yeah, so let's start off with Denver, which is a great city. I love Denver. It's number 19 on Travel and Leisure's list. And they have, which is one of the famous hotels in Denver, the Brown Palace Hotel, which has hosted, like, every president since Teddy Roosevelt. They have rooms starting at $179 a night, which is a really good price for an awesome hotel.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if you can find great hotels like that at a steal, especially in the winter, surprisingly, Denver is super affordable. I think it's great. It's a great way to treat yourself.
Yeah, and Denver's a cool city because it's you can, you know, hang out there during the summer, and of course, winter, they're right near the mountains and so many other cities, ski resort cities that you want to go hang out. So that, you know, that's a good price, but that's their average price even during their peak season. So another number 18, actually, right after the reason we're going to talk about Baltimore. Baltimore is an upcoming city and kind of has sort of changed the landscape, the food scene, and so many different things have kind of changed there. But this is a cheaper version, alternative to going to Washington, D.C., is to go to hang out in Baltimore. You know, so you could, it's a short drive right across a bridge into D.C., or you could go across the bridge and then take the train into D.C. It's so much easier to hang out in Baltimore and take advantage of all the free attractions they have in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and that's a great tip if you want to go to a city and, you know, it's pretty expensive to stay in the city. If you can stay somewhere in the surrounding area that's also a cool city, but you're still within reach of that city, you know, it's a great way to just save money on hotels. And sometimes we don't think about that. But when you start thinking about it, it's like, oh, yeah, I could just stay, you know, here or there outside of the city and still have access, but, you know, save a ton of money.
Yeah. And again, it's like I said, that's sort of a growing, you know, city again. They've really changed so many different things in the city. You know, it's right on the water. It's a great sports town with, you know, football and baseball and so many things. So, you know, Baltimore is a really great place. I've actually never hung out in Baltimore that much. I've only kind of been through it. I've been to D.C. many, many times, and D.C. is one of my favorite places. So I've actually been wanting to get to Baltimore as well, too. So next on our list is 15. And for us, I think this is an important one, and it's San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, obviously there's a lot of turmoil going on in Puerto Rico right now. So, you know, this might not be something you wanted to travel to right now, but, you know, in a few months, hopefully, you know, that San Juan, Puerto Rico is going to be, you know, a great place to travel to.
Yeah, well, in the last year, you know, Southwest is flying there. JetBlue has added a bunch of flights there. One thing that is really big right now to actually bring in more tourist dollars. Lin-Manuel Miranda from the famed Hamilton. They're actually going to be doing Hamilton, starring him next year, starting, I believe it was in January 2018 that he's going to be back there. So they are in desperate need of tourist dollars, and they've gotten a lot of things up and running. They're continuing, you know, to get things up and running. So yeah, just like you said, maybe not now, but maybe in the future. You know, Puerto Rico is definitely in need of your tourist dollars.
Yeah, and everyone I know that has traveled there really loves it. So, you know, if you've wanted to see Hamilton, you know, with Lin-Manuel Miranda, like they're going to have tourist packages for people that are visiting there. I think the cool thing is, though, they're offering residents of Puerto Rico like $10 tickets or something like that. So, I mean, that just warms my heart. That's such a great thing to do.
Yeah, because so even if you don't travel there, if you maybe have family members, you know, that live in Puerto Rico, you know, give them that and say, hey, give them a little tip that, you know,
buy my $10 tickets.
Exactly. The star and creator of, you know, the biggest blockbuster musical in ages is going to be actually reprising his role there. So, so that's a cool thing. And they, you know, they definitely need your tourist dollars. The next two are 13 and 12, or 12 and 13, and these are cities we've had on the podcast. Portland at number 13, Portland, Oregon at number 13, and New Orleans, both we featured on the podcast, and there's so much to do and see in all, both of these cities, and it doesn't come with a hefty price tag.
Yeah, I mean, New Orleans is a great place if you've never been to New Orleans. There's certainly a ton of activities to do besides Mardi Gras. But I think both of those places you can get really nice, like, boutique hotel rooms that aren't that pricey. And, you know, there's a ton of different restaurant options. There's a ton of things to see. I mean, you could wander around New Orleans and not spend a dollar and just look at everything. Look at the sights, look at the people, look at the food. You know, it's certainly an experience.
Yeah. You know, and again, that's right on the Mississippi. There's so many different tours there. You know, we've mentioned all the cool things there are to do in Portland, the food scene, the beer scene, and, you know, and then Portland's surrounded by so much beauty and nature and stuff like that. If you have a rental car, or you rent a car for a day or something like that, or get one of those zip cars, you know, it's a great place to just go for a day or two or something like that outside of the city too. So it's close to so many different places.
Yeah, so what's next on our list?
Well, next on our list, again, another city that we just recently featured, Memphis, Tennessee. And it's ranked in the top five for free and omnipresent tunes of street performers. Basically, there's a lot of music everywhere. And anywhere you go, and I love music cities. I love Nashville. I love so many other different music cities. But man, the last time I went to Memphis, you're like, oh no, this is really the music capital. And there's so many different, you know, genres of music all around Memphis. And now all the neighborhoods are, you know, there's punk bands, there's rap everywhere. There's, you know, blues and jazz and of course rock and roll and stuff like that. So it is a great music place, but there's so many free places to check out music all around, or even if you go to a bar, a lot of times they'll have a band, and sometimes maybe there's a small cover charge or whatever. Even on Beale Street, there's tons of places, you know, and then they'll have events on Beale Street, and then they have the Beale Street Music Festival, which is in the springtime every year. That's not free, but it's still, you know, there's just so much. The music is part of the culture there, but you could also, you know, go to the Levite Shell. I forget how they say that. Anyway, this is a place where they have free music there. And, that's where Elvis got his start and so many other people got their starts, and they have free music there all, you know, throughout the year. They have different times of the year. They have free music there, and it's a great place to check out, you know, either upcoming bands or bands that have sort of, you know, kind of made it as well.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, especially if you're into music, you know, I can't think of a better place to go.
Yeah, I mean, Memphis is so much more than, you know, just music. We always covered before, but it is that is, if you're looking for music, that's a really cool place. Next up on our list is number four, which is Minneapolis-St. Paul. And, you know, they have, with, you know, 20 lakes and over 200 miles of biking and walking trails. This is a great place to really kind of get into nature, but it's also a really cool city as well.
Yeah, it's a little cold in the winter, so you might want to wait a few months to go check it out. But, you know, I think if you definitely like outdoor recreation, this is a great place and probably something that isn't on a lot of people's, you know, travel to lists for sure.
Yeah, well, Minneapolis, a lot of travel writers, I haven't been to Minneapolis in a few years, but a lot of travel writers that I know have gone there, and some for the first time ever. And they're like, hey, that's a really cool city. Hey, we had a lot of fun. There's even a travel writers convention was just there last year. And, you know, they had a blast. But it's really become this really cool city that, like I said, has all these biking and walking trails. And it's kind of surrounded by nature. And so, yeah, when the weather – although I think that's, you know, even if the weather's, you know, cold, you could still go and do a lot of these things.
Yeah, so we're drum roll. We're down to our top three.
Top three. So San Antonio. You love San Antonio, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I've lived in Texas for 7 years, so I love all things Texas.
Yeah, well, so San Antonio is number three on this list, and they have a lot of free attractions there, such as all five of the city's historic missions, including the Alamo, which is the biggest thing to really go see in San Antonio, right?
Yeah, I love the Alamo. The Riverwalk yes. is another great place. It's certainly been built up a ton over the last few years.
And they also have the 15-mile stretch of urban ecosystem restoration that they have now there.
Yeah, so you can rent bicycles for like $10 a day and really just, you know, explore San Antonio.
Well, I think that just like as you mentioned too about New Orleans or other cities like that, the Riverwalk, that's a place you could just walk around, hang out, see the boats go by, chill, you know, grab an ice cream cone or something like that and, you know, grab a cocktail and just watch, people watch, right?
Yeah, and San Antonio is a great city too because it's close to Houston, it's close to Austin, it's close to Dallas, so it's like sort of sandwiched all in there. You know, it gives you a great opportunity to see lots of different parts of Texas as well.
Yeah, and one of the reasons they have this on the list as well as the free attractions is a lot of times it's pretty cheap to fly there compared to even some of the other bigger, you know, cities in Texas.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And San Antonio doesn't make a lot of lists, so I'm happy to see it in the top three.
Yeah, exactly. So number two is one of our favorite cities, and we've talked about many times, is Nashville.
Yeah, so if you've listened to this podcast, you know that we kind of like foam at the mouth when we're in a good way, when we're talking about Nashville. There's just so many great things to do and see in Nashville. And it's just not surprising anytime you see it on the top of the list. But I love that it's on an affordable list as well.
Yeah. I think one of the things that Nashville has a knock, and I will tell this to my visit Music City friends, is that hotel prices are a little high in Nashville these days.
Yeah, if you're going to go to Nashville, I hate to say it, but Airbnb is the way to go. I mean, it is.
Or at least search for a deal for a hotel. Yeah.
Airbnb, we've been able to find some awesome houses to rent for, I mean, a fraction of the price because there's so many Airbnbs in Nashville. Like, everybody's Airbnb-ing their place.
And Nashville is one of those cities that it's broken up into neighborhoods, as we've kind of talked about before on the podcast. And so there's really so many great neighbors and now more even upcoming neighborhoods. And so that's a cool way to get an Airbnb and you kind of submerge yourself into the neighborhood and find all the really cool places. But one of the reasons it's on this list as well, it is highly ranked as one of the best burgers in the country, best cafes, and best microbrews in the country.
Yeah, and one of our favorite burger places, Pharmacy Burger Parlor and Beer Garden. I mean, this place just to die for. They have crazy toppings like wasabi aioli, stroganoff bechamel, and beer gravy.
I still want to try that burger. I still haven't tried that yet.
Yeah, I'm happy to try all of them. And, you know, the local beef burgers, they start at just $7. So it's super affordable for like an awesome burger. And I am a burger aficionado. So when I'm telling you it's a good burger, it's a good burger.
Yeah, I think the last two times we've been in Nashville and we've maybe been there, you know, few days at a time, we've actually eaten at a Pharmacy Burger sometimes two times just because it's that good. And it's also a great beer garden. They have a huge selection of beers. I mean, it's just a cool atmosphere and they have a serious burger. Nashville is also great for free stuff and free music. Pretty much, again, you can go to like bars and all the honky-tonks on Broadway, which can get really touristy, but there's a lot of other places you could either have a small cover charge or free, including the famed Bluebird Cafe that's featured on the TV show Nashville and whatnot. And, you know, that's where you see the famous singer-songwriters there. Sometimes famous singers will come in there or people working on music. And that's a free show. You know, you have to get tickets online or you have to wait in line. But, you know, one of the best places to go see music in a small venue is free.
Yeah, that's great. All right. So I've rated this whole podcast for number one. So tell me, what is number one?
Believe it or not, it is right in smack dab in the middle of the country at Kansas City, Missouri. And I have been to Kansas City, Missouri. Again, it's been about several years, but I've heard nothing but a resurgence in Kansas City.
Yeah, the average hotel prices were around $137 during summer peak season, which that's pretty cheap in my book.
Yeah, and they also have a lot of, you know, free things to do. They have their main art museums as well as fun factory-style tours of the Hallmark Visitor Center, the Boulevard Brewing Company. You know, they have tours that are actually free, which is really cool. You know, and the savings also continues at dinner time as well, too.
Yeah, Kansas City won for the budget-minded food scene options, including famous KC barbecue. So food is definitely affordable. So you can stay affordable, you can eat affordable, you can do affordable activities.
Yeah, I mean, barbecue is king there. And so it just happens to be one of the most affordable places to eat. And you're eating some of the best barbecue in the country there in Kansas City. But there's so many different things. They've revamped kind of their downtown area. Again, another great sports city with the Royals and other sports and stuff. So, you know, that's a really cool, and maybe that's something you wouldn't think about too, that say if you live in a bigger city that's pretty close to Kansas City, and it's like, hey, you know, let's take a weekend and go check out Kansas City and go check out all the, you know, places to hang out, and another great music city as well.
Yeah, so we've talked about our kind of favorites off of this top 20 list, and now we want to share some secrets about actually saving money when you fly, because, you know, again, that's part of the whole package here when you're traveling.
Yeah, so what we wanted to do was compare your tips with our friend Rich DeMiro from Rich on Tech. He came up with this really cool thing we saw on social media, and he's been on the podcast, so we want to kind of compare like your tips with his tips.
Yeah, and we have a lot of the same tips. And, you know, we both start with Google Flights. If you've not used Google Flights, I don't suggest booking your flight through Google Flights, but it's a great way for you to find out what days are the cheapest days to travel. So they put the cheapest days, you'll see on a map, so you can search by a map. The cheapest days will be in green. So you can obviously figure out like what days, you know, are going to make the biggest difference.
Why shouldn't you book on Google Flights?
I just haven't found Google Flights to have the cheapest. So you can't book through Google Flights. It will send you to, you know, either to the airfare company or somewhere else, right? So it's just kind of like an aggregator. So once I narrow in, and Rich does this as well, once you narrow in on the days that look to be the most affordable days, Rich uses an app called Hopper that he really likes a lot. I've used Hopper. I think Hopper's great. My favorite is an app called Momondo. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I always butcher that name. We have the links in the show notes, so don't worry. But, you know, whatever app you choose, then you're kind of dialing in on the best places. And what the apps do is they actually go search all of the different, you know, sites out there where you can book through. Rich is also a fan of a site called DealRay, where I think it's $10 a year and you sign up and they send you or text you exclusive deals. I'm a fan of Scott's Cheap Flights. We've had them on the podcast. They're a little bit more expensive, about $39 a year, but some of these deals are so amazing. It literally blows my mind. Like, I wish we had time to travel and take advantage of these deals. Sometimes they're up to like 50% off. The only catch is DealRay or Scotch Cheap Flights. Like, you usually have to book super fast. And super fast, I'm talking like a matter of hours between when it lands in your phone and when you book. So, you know, it's good to have like a little travel pad that you can access so that you can, you know, book these amazing deals.
Yeah, but what if you have like the holidays coming up, you don't want to spend too much time with your family, and then you just book it because you're already off work maybe anyway. So it's like, hey, let's go, you know?
Totally. I think that's a really great suggestion. If your family is stressing you out at the holidays, like, you know, you can grab a cheap flight to Europe or anywhere else and just say, sorry, family, like, this was an incredible deal. I had to book it, you know? But I think, you know, the thing that I always like to, the advice I always like to give, I know Rich gives this advice too, is you know, you can use the apps, you can use Google Flights, you can use these, you know, DealRay, Scotch Cheap Flights, but then also go one step further and just check the airfare price on the airline website, because sometimes there is a mistake fare on the airline website or just some weird occurrence that happens where you can actually get a cheaper deal booking it directly from the airfare. It's not too often, but it's at least worth like opening another browser on your another window on your browser. That's what I'm trying to say. And, you know, do a quick search just to make sure you're getting the best deal.
Yeah. And those are good tips. You know, I mean, some of those we've kind of have mentioned before, but I think you gave a lot more detail and then some more detail about, you know, Rich on Tech, who's been on the show, and he has some really great stuff. So check his website as well for a lot of tech stuff. You know, he's not just about travel. It's about all kinds of stuff. So that was good stuff there.
Yeah, well, that's what I like to do. So, you know, hopefully we've given you a lots of different suggestions on this podcast for saving money while you're traveling and some of the most affordable places for you to go. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. You can check out Jeff on Instagram at The Traveling Game. And if you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, and head on over to the link in the show notes and leave us a review.